If you like cartoony Italian plumbers, you're in the right place. Infendo Radio is on now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Infendo Radio. It is January 5th. It's 2017. That's exciting. How are you guys doing this week?
I'm still alive. I am raring to go. Despite sounding horribly tired, I got no sleep last night. I am ready to fucking do this.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I have both been losing sleep between the kids and the colds and all that. So I'm a little tired. I'm a little frustrated, but
between the kids and the cold and the pudding.
All right. Not sure where Bill Cosby came in all that, but moving right along.
I was going more Hank Hill.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know, man.
I guess the pudding was a good giveaway, but hey, we're here. We're ready for Infendo Radio. So we don't have Lucas this week, but he assures us that he's going to be here next week to take Mike's place as Mike is on a cruise.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. as the song goes, I am on a boat.
Yes. Is it only for next week?
Yeah.
Damn. Ooh.
Listen, man, I mean, I start school the week after, so if you want me to go, I can go, but you better,
Nah.
Tell me now, or I'll keep coming back.
Nah, I need somebody else to relate, with me on the weather.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there you go. Otherwise, me and Lucas will just be talking about how sunny it is. But it's exciting because next week is Switch week, so we actually record on the Switch presentation night, so
woohoo.
We'll be either
the Switch presentation starts at 11 o'clock our time, like for
AM or PM.
So PM.
Oh well, yeah, that would suck.
So we're gonna like right as you guys finish off the podcast, it'll like just start. So.
Mm-hmm. Or right in the middle of the podcast, the way we're usually going.
I might need to put if I have like any kind of internet on my boat so I can watch a presentation. I might need to pull my phone out and like just start like doing some like impressions so I can like send an MP3 of it so you can put it in the podcast for me.
I already signed up for a notification from YouTube when it starts, so if we're in the middle of recording, I'll get a little message and I'll be like, "Oh, we gotta stop. Turn it on YouTube."
Switch time.
I wonder how long it'll be.
Well, yeah, it's
4 minutes.
Even shorter than the fucking like reveal video.
Well, there's gonna be the treehouse immediately afterwards, from what I understand, is that right?
I thought that was like 9:30 in the morning on the day after. I'm not sure.
Okay, I got no freaking clue.
The day afterwards, yeah, the 13th. Yeah, I'm looking at the official Switch website that Mike linked in the show notes.
Oh, sweet! So, I didn't know that was there.
So that is exciting.
Because nobody reads the fucking notes. That's why you don't know it's there.
Hey. I had family stuff. I got a good excuse.
But let's not bury the lead. Let's get started right away. And actually, the first little bit of news is Pokemon, but not the Pokemon that we've been talking about recently. It's Pokemon Prism. For those of you uninitiated, Pokemon Prism is a ROM hack of, I believe, the Crystal version. Is that correct, Mike?
It's what it looked like from the screenshots I saw. I wasn't too big on the game. I don't have any way to play it. I don't want to download it now that it's been taken down. But from what it looks like,
right,
it seems to be like a Gen 2 ROM hack.
Okay, I was going to say, which one is Crystal? So that's the Gen 2 third pillar?
Yeah,
it is a Crystal ROM hack. And I guess what how it goes is that you play as the Elite Four champion Lance's son or daughter. So that's kind of an interesting premise, but right before it was about to be released, Nintendo took it down on my birthday, actually, the 21st of December. And
so it's your fault.
So that was that. But what's interesting about it is that it's been kept alive because pirates got on it, and they are just, like, releasing it into the wild and,
right,
you know, even adding... there's like Reddit groups of people that are trying to do updates to the game because the version that was released is unfinished. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's
good job, pirates. Good job.
Yeah, I understand why Nintendo does this, and they're entirely in the right, and you know, I don't blame them at all. But it really is a futile effort because once it's out there, once one person downloads it, everyone will get it. So. Yeah. I mean, if they're not going to stop these fan projects while they're in production, which, you know, how can they? Then, you know, they just need to accept the fact that once it's out and you can't stop it.
What these companies need to do while they're making these ROM hack games, they need to stop talking about it. Because, like, the minute they start talking about it, Kotaku gets on it, like, Polygon gets on it, and all of a sudden, like, it pings up on Nintendo's radar. They're like, shit, we gotta smack this one down, too. And all of a sudden, all that hard work... Like, apparently Prism was in, like, the workings for, like, 8 years, and Pokemon Uranium was in work for 10 years. And,
yeah.
You know, all that hard work got smacked down right away because they kept talking and talking about it.
Yeah, I've been following another Metroid 2 remake since its inception, and that was in production for at least 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, don't get it twisted. I mean, I do want them to get all the press that they deserve, but like until you have a game ready to put out that you know is going to get taken down, like if Prism wasn't even finished yet, don't talk about it until like okay. It'll be finished tomorrow. I'm going to post it tomorrow. Y'all can talk about it now because they can't take it down that fast.
Right.
Right. And even if they do take it down, y'all have it. So ball's in your court now.
Right.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to download it now because I missed it. And I have a phobia of downloading a ROM hack from, like, an unverified source that's not the original content and, like, getting, like, hella viruses and shit.
No, I got
I'm just going to watch shit on YouTube if I ever want to watch it. I don't know.
I got my AM2R easily, and, you know, of course, I'm running out of Mac, so mine went through two hands before it got to me because his version was originally Windows only, and then somebody basically patched in a Wine emulator and... So, yeah, mine runs just fine. Yeah, I think stuff like that is usually pretty trustworthy, at least if you're in the right communities.
I mean, kind of in the same vein, Nintendo also gave a DMCA to a homebrew. I'm not entirely sure what this one was. I wasn't following it too closely, but apparently it's something called Free Shop. And how it worked is it was you were able to connect to Nintendo servers but not through the eShop and download your games through this homebrew. It actually verified all your licenses and everything and that was you were able to download the games that way. But the reason why people would do this is because it just takes forever to download games from the eShop. If you have to click it and then click like a download later and then scroll to the next one and then download later, download now or whatever after there's you've clicked 10 games because it won't let you download more than 10 games at once. So that's what this homebrew's function was from what I understand. But yeah, Nintendo gave it the old nope, can't do it no more, and that was that.
See, the past couple purchases I've made from the eShop have been from the mobile web page, which works flawlessly. The only downside I've found to it is I haven't figured out how to upgrade a virtual console. So, like, Pokemon Snap came out today, and I wanted to, you know, upgrade my Wii version to play on the Wii U. And the only option I could see was to buy it outright for $9.99. So I had to wait until I got home to do the $2 upgrade. Yep.
I think that might be an omission from the website so far. Cause I'm not sure that.
Yeah, but other than that, yeah. But other than that, I mean, if you're on the, you know, on the web-based store and you buy something, it will automatically start downloading to either your 3DS or your Wii U whenever it is, you know, whenever it is ready to receive it, and if you enter a download code, it will redeem those as well and automatically start downloading. So they've really come leaps and bounds from the old Wii Shop channel method.
Are you able to re-download games you've already purchased via the web interface?
I've never tried, to be honest with you.
Because I ran into the issue when I upgraded to a new 3DS last year that... So I transferred all the stuff onto the SD card, from SD card to micro SD card. That went fine, but I had some stuff that I hadn't downloaded on the SD card because my SD card was small, and I upgraded to a much larger micro SD card. So I had to re-download like I don't know, something like 30 games because a lot of them were like ambassador titles and stuff like that.
Right.
And it was a chore, man, doing it from the 3DS. It was because, first of all, it only lets you do the download later option, you know, where it puts like the present on your...
right.
On the home screen. It only lets you do that 10 times. And then after that, it's I guess...
only
it's
10.
Cool. Yeah.
So, I'll be honest. I have always upgraded my... my SD card before it ran out of room, so I've never had to delete stuff. Mm-hmm. But and I've also never downloaded more than maybe 2 applications at once. So whether you can and how well it works is beyond me at this point. But
right, but I'm
learning a lot right now. Actually, I've never had to deal with any of that mumbo that you're dealing with.
Well, see, I mean, that's why
I... Yeah, this is just you, Eugene.
Homebrew's purpose, you know? Like, I can see why people would want to have this feature. Like, hell, if I knew that I could have done this back in the day, I might have done it because it took, like, I downloaded 10 games and then I closed my system because that's how it downloads on download later, put it to sleep, put it on the dock, woke up the next morning, started downloading 10 more games, put it on the dock, got back home, started downloading 10 more games, put it on the... Like, you know, it was like just like a pain in the ass. And if I had this ability to do that, I would have, for sure.
Yeah, I
mean, if I didn't trade in my old 3DS, like, come to get a discount on a new 3DS that I got, I would totally, like, try that whole homebrew thing. That way I don't have, like, a 3DS I'm going to, like, worry about losing all my content on.
Right.
Because I feel like if I do it on my new 3DS, I feel like they're going to, like, smack the shit out of me and, like, I'm going to lose all my stuff. I'm not going to be able to, like, get into my eShop or anything.
Yeah, that would be the worst.
Not trying to do that. So if I had a throwaway 3DS, I'd totally pop it in there and see what kind of shit I can download and, like, mess around with all the settings that you're talking about.
I'm really hoping that with this DNA partnership that they're going to get all this stuff finally ironed out with the Switch and the transition to the Switch because... I mean,
nope, we're going back to 16-digit friend codes for every game.
It wouldn't surprise me, but I'm hell, hoping Mario, that they've
Mario
learned.
Mario Run has friend codes, so.
Yes, it's only 12 digits, but I mean, the nice,
like,
thing.
That's still like 5 too many.
But I mean, the nice thing, I don't know why they don't, you know, just why they didn't link it to Game Center or something like that. But it is nice that you can, much like, you know,
register a new Nintendo ID. Or like the Nintendo ID, like,
right.
Maybe just make people register for Nintendo ID if they want to link it with other people, you know?
Well, luckily you can link it.
That's kind of obvious. Like, I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you, but I got an idea. But
okay.
Fucking, like, the fact that they have this, like, Nintendo ID and stuff, and, like, same thing with, like, Miitomo and, like, Pokemon Shuffle and everything. Like, I mean... I don't know why they don't just give you one big giant portal yet. Like, you have my Nintendo account, you have a Nintendo ID and everything. Like, I don't see why you can't just be able to carry, like open up your friends list on, like, all these apps and stuff and be like, okay, who do I want to, like, put onto my, like, Mario Run friend list so I can easily contact them or easily, like, battle them or whatever. Like, why can't I open up, like, my Nintendo network?
Well, look.
Pull up you and Lucas and, like, Justin and, like, people I haven't played with in forever and I'd be like, okay, I want to see what they say on Miitomo. Let me add them real quick. Yeah. Seems a bit convoluted.
Well, luckily you can, I mean, like Miitomo, you can link your Super Mario Run to your Twitter and Facebook accounts and find your friends that way. I found Eugene earlier today using that method. But
that's fortunate. But, like, fucking, like, half my people on Twitter, like, have the app but don't use it or, like, refuse to, like, add me back. So I'm, like, just being hung out in the open, so I don't like Twitter. I've been having Twitter problems lately.
I think they make a pill for that.
Yeah, but it's a suppository, though, and I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, down with that. Well, yeah. Well, so, yeah, I don't know. Nintendo is very within their rights, obviously, to take this down.
Wow, we got off topic real far.
Yeah, hi.
Welcome back.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think that before they took this down, maybe they should have come up with a better solution themselves. I don't know. That's just me. So let's go to the next topic, which is Switch.
Let's go to the videotape.
Really, because, you know, she's our girl. And she's telling us that Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yes, us specifically. Just us. She hit up Nintendo or Infendo and be like, listen, guys, I got some stuff for you.
with all the plugs we've been giving her lately, she should.
Right?
We need an exclusive.
I heard that Mike guy talking about me. tell him to stop it, and then I got some stuff for you.
told me, she said that Beyond Good and Evil 2 is going to have limited exclusivity for Switch, apparently a year. So what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, according to her tweet, it's only like it's going to be a year for like digital and physical or something like that. But like on the PS4 and the Xbox One, it'll only be digital. So if you want a digital copy of Beyond Good and Evil, get it on the Switch.
Right.
And I wonder if that has to do with the packaging of the physical copies, because if they're coming on little, you know, SD-sized cards, then you can easily put that in a case, you know, a little plastic case and sell it, and it doesn't take up much space, and, you know, you don't have to print up that much material and all that. So maybe this going physical, going card-based instead of disc-based will work out well for them. They might have actually found something that's cheaper than Blu-ray at this point.
Well, that'd be nice. I don't. The only thing that gets me about this is I'm still not sure Beyond Good and Evil 2 is a real thing, you know? Like,
I mean,
if Laura says it's real, it's real, damn it.
I believe in Laura, hashtag. No, like, one of the things I admitted to last week when I was putting in some of her, like, her Reddit dump email, or, like, details, is that she's saying that to be, at this point last week, or whenever she did her Reddit thing, the Beyond Good and Evil trailer for the Switch presentation was only a minute long and didn't have a lot of stuff to show yet. So, I mean, she's either leading us on really hard, or, like, they actually have something trying to work out for it. Either way, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with having Beyond Good and Evil back, finally, after all this time.
I have never played the first one. No. I think I have it on my Xbox, but I've never actually played it.
I've never played it either, but I know people like it, so.
I have the GameCube version. I played it when it came out. Well, not right when it came out, but like probably like 2-3 years afterwards, but it's pretty good. I never finished it, so I couldn't tell you like about the ending or anything like that, but I don't know. I thought it was a pretty good game.
I don't know. When I hear stuff about Beyond Good and Evil 2, because I haven't played the first one, when I hear about this whole exclusivity deal, it reminds me of a cameo Elements of Power. Because, like, when the GameCube first came out, like, back when you, like, bought a console and, like, the box would show you, like, games that are coming out for it so you could get hype for it, like, I got a launch GameCube and Cameo was on the back of that fucking box. And that shit didn't come out for years. And when it did, it was on the Xbox 360 or the original, I forget. Yeah. That came out hella late.
Yeah, I remember how excited we were for the sequel to Perfect Dark on the GameCube.
Oh, God, yeah. Right? Jeez. Well, it's a good thing that we didn't get it, I guess, because Perfect Dark Zero was shit.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't as good as the original, though.
Oh, it was bad. Yeah, it's a bad game. It was because I didn't play it until, like, way afterwards, but When I played it, I couldn't get past the second level, man. It was just unplayable.
I but, beat it.
Anyways. So
in other Laura Kate Dale news, I'm just going to grab that hype train off you real quick.
yeah, well, in other, like, vaporware news, Mother 3 is apparently going to be a Switch launch title. I'm sorry, Q2, whatever the hell that means.
I was gonna go into that, but all right, fine. Take it back from me. I stole it from you. Steal it back. Whatever. This is actually kind of like a possibility now, like for real, because apparently, 1UP Games or whatever the name of the company is that made Mother 3, they have a invite to the Switch event. Nintendo, oh. and they shared it earlier.
Yeah.
So apparently, you know, they have something to show off.
The people who did the fan translation, is that who you said?
No, I think it was the original developer.
Yeah,
the people who develop. Oh, okay.
Formerly known as Brownie Brown, 1UP Studios was the team behind Earthbound sequel and a variety of other Game Boy Advance and DS games with a strong link to Nintendo. While they could be working on something else entirely, like a sequel to Level 5's Fantasy Life, the event invite coming in the midst of various sources claiming that the announcement of Mother 3 is forthcoming could be significant.
Hey, I'll take it. I guess we'll know here in a week, but
what I want to know is how is that going to get translated? Are they going to try to keep it close to the fan translation, or are they going to make it differently?
I'm sure Treehouse is doing their own internal translations.
Yeah. That would be awesome if somehow they contacted those guys at Starman.net and purchased their translation somehow. You know, gave them some kind of credit for what they did, since everybody loves it so much.
Well, the only problem I see with that is they would still have to go through all the original text and all of the fan translated text and make sure that everything fit with how they want it to look in the official version, which means they'd basically have to go through all the work of translating it anyway, at which point they may as well just do their own translation.
Right.
Because Nintendo's
coming in as a buzzkill, everybody.
Well, I mean, Nintendo's not just going to say, "Hey, we're going to buy your translation, and we trust that you did everything exactly the way we wanted it done." And you know, they're not going to do that. They're going to make sure that it's Nintendo. They're control freaks.
Yeah, you're right.
It's within their right to make sure that the translation is how the creators wanted it to be. So. But regardless, I mean, this is definitely good news. This has been long awaited.
I kind of feel bad about it, because now that it's finally coming out, we have Mother Zero on the Wii U, I believe. We have Earthbound on the 3DS and the Wii U now. And now we're getting Mother 3 on the Switch. What the fuck are fans going to complain about anymore?
Yeah.
Earthbound 64.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Metroid Dread.
Oh my God! Let's just stop. We're getting into a hole here.
What other vaporware here?
I'll take Project Hammer. That looked kind of cool.
Oh my God, Project Hammer, yo! I'll take fucking F-Zero. You know that's vaporware.
Yeah,
but I don't think a new F-Zero ever existed. So.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's that whole Mandela effect right there. F-Zero doesn't really exist, but I swear to God, I remember playing it, so it must exist somewhere.
Schrodinger's game.
All right. Tell me that you're talking about that goddamn Shazam movie with the Mandela effect.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I never saw that. I have no recollection of that ever.
My girlfriend swears up and down that she's seen it, and I can't give you as many details as she can, but with the amount of details that she can give you about that movie, I swear to God, it's a movie. So CS is going this week, and we got some more Switch accessories that got leaked, I guess you can say, sort of. But yeah, USB-C is officially, I guess, confirmed, would you say?
Yeah, because they're making things for us, so they kind of have to be a real thing. But yes, the Consumer Electronics Show, which I used to love watching back in the day, because back when E3 was still super hype, CS is also pre-E3 hype, so I was always looking forward to watching that shit. Now it's just we have cars that'll park themselves, well, they won't actually park, and oh, we have shit that'll be cool to look at, but I'm I want the games.
I watched the goddamn NVIDIA conference last night because I was hoping that there would be some Switch stuff, but
oh yeah, that's right. I guess
all he was talking about was cars, autonomous cars and shit, and I was so disappointed.
NVIDIA, we power game systems and cars, apparently.
Yeah, whatever works.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, whatever gets that new Tegra chip out faster, I guess, right?
Right.
The Consumer Electronics Show started this week, and the Switch is not going to be anywhere near that show floor because, why do it now when it's a week away from the presentation? But it doesn't, that's not going to stop people from like the third party companies such as what's the name of this company that I talked about in the notes here? Shit, what the fuck? Hyperkin. It's a weird name, but apparently they have started showing off some of their hardware, or not hardware, like accessories for the Switch. And some of these included, like, basic things like, you know, screen protectors and, like, carrying bag, which were cool, I guess. But, like, the one thing that did interest me that's not relevant to what we're going to talk about next is they have a big, giant, like, satchel kind of, like, man purse for this whole... You put the whole fucking dock in there, the Joy-Con, everything.
God, they make those for everything. Yeah, oh, Hyperkin...
Like, that you put in the notes.
Hyperkin is the same company that makes the Retron clone systems.
Oh, really?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just looked them up on Amazon, and they make extension cords and stuff like that for the NES Classic, but they also made the Retron and the Retron Twin and the Retron 5 and all those, so it's odd that they would be, I'm going to assume that whatever they make for the Switch is not going to be officially licensed, because I don't think Nintendo's going to throw their hat in with the company that makes duplicates of their systems.
Yeah. Right. But let it be noted, though, that I might actually buy that satchel and, like, walk around with a big giant fucking, like, Switch purse in my bag on my back.
Or, you could just get a laptop bag.
Depending on the price, I might get all those charging things, too. Like, I'm going to need all the extra accessories I can get.
Yeah, okay, well, getting into the charging thing, because, you know, I can't just fucking segue normally. You gotta jump right into it here. But, we were talking earlier, like, the patents were kind of confusing, and in initial reports on the Switch were saying that, you know, it wouldn't be, like, a USB charging thing, there would be no charger on the actual console. Apparently that's not true, because now Hyperkin is putting out chargers for it that also happen to be USB-C compatible. Which means that the Switch will be easily charged by any kind of modern technology plug you have.
Woohoo. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So you don't got to buy anything, but if you want to, Hyperkin will sell, like, USB chargers, car chargers, wall chargers. So...
Well, I have zero USB-C cords in my house. I have tons of micro USBs. I have tons of mini USBs. I've even got some lightning cables, but I ain't got
I think USB-C is micro. I think that's the one that they use for most smartphones and power blocks and stuff like that.
I thought C was the one that's, like, reversible, so that it's, like, the newest format, the newest standard. And C also is able to transmit power and video at the same time, so it can charge and, like, submit, that's how it's going to be able to charge and put the HDMI output on your TV while you're playing, so... That's why it's significant that it's C.
Okay.
Oh, that makes sense as to why, like, the Switch would be a bit more powerful in the dock, besides the fact that fans would be working a bit faster. I guess the USB-C allowed to push out a little more? I don't know. If that made no sense, someone out there who listens to the podcast and knows things about tech, please, like, tweet at me and call me an idiot or something, please.
Send in some corrections for us.
Yes, please.
Yeah, but I know for a fact that's C is able to charge and send a video output simultaneously. That's why people were kind of excited for that on the Switch.
I'm just happy it's a USB charger. That means, like, you know, you don't need to buy some kind of special dongle for it, and, like, charging it outside of the dock will be relatively easy and simple, because it's not, like, a proprietary thing you gotta find or... You know, it's not limited to... You can plug it into something, like, into an outlet somewhere. So that'll be nice.
Car, like, everybody's got one of those little USB things for their car, you know?
Right.
Oh, my God, yeah. My closing remarks to this is... and this is how I feel about the whole thing. It's like, C is for Cookie, and Cookie is for me. And C is also... and C is also for the Switch, and let me get that shit.
C is for Switch.
You are the poet, Mike.
Thank you. I'm here every Thursday night at 9 o'clock, and then you can hear me repeated every Monday at, like, noon.
The last bit of Switch news is that the Switch website is up and able to be looked at. So you can go to www.nintendo.com/switch, see a whole bunch of Joy-Cons and people playing with them, mostly Karen. And yeah, it's exciting.
If people are interested in the actual, like, presentation coming up on the 12th, it will be in Japanese with English voiceover. So, yeah, that'll be fun. Hopefully,
isn't it supposed to be live?
I don't. Is it going to be a live event? It says live in Tokyo. Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't. Maybe like someone will be translating over it. But like I was reading a couple of news sources and like stuff from like Europe and UK and like my Nintendo news and stuff. They're saying that it'll be a Japanese spoken event with a English voiceover. So maybe like Miyamoto will be talking and Dol Trinan will be up there talking over him. I don't know.
That would make sense. Yeah, that would make sense.
Whatever gets Dol Trinan out of the building and back onto the field.
So all for it.
Whatever gets him his job back.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever gets him to get unfired by Reggie, whatever. I'm cool with it.
Oh, Nintendo memes.
But that's really it for the news, guys. Kind of a light week on news, seeing as the Switch event is next week. So
let's jump into something then, because I posted on Facebook earlier in some groups. I was saying that, you know, we're doing recordings tonight, and I wanted people to talk about some of the topics we posted today. Like, for example, mm-hmm. I asked them like what their favorite bootleg game that Nintendo's like snapped down was, and I got two responses, which is better than I thought I'd get. I got.
About as many as I got for my Mario Kart poll.
Yeah, and I was one of them. Yeah, nope. It's like what was your favorite bootleg game that Nintendo shut down? Someone said Project M, which is... I didn't even think about Project M. I forgot all about that. But yeah, that's definitely top there for me.
Did that get shut down? Because I had no problem downloading it a couple months ago.
Oh, you can download it, but like they can't do any more future updates to it because Nintendo finally hit him with a C&D for that.
Yeah. Wow, it took them long enough.
Yeah, really, though. Yeah. But, so I like Project M, so I can't complain about that. And someone else, Pokemon Uranium, which bored the shit out of me, but, you know, hey, it's something.
I wanted to try that, but I couldn't find, is that a ROM hack? Do I play that on an emulator, or is that...
You can play it on an emulator, but it's not a ROM hack, is it? Like, it's a totally new game on the Gen 4 engine.
Yeah, I mean, I meant like a ROM patch. All right, so it's just you download it as a GBA ROM and play it on. Okay, well, I'll have to track that down because I want to see what that one's like.
No, I lied. I'm sorry, I lied. It's not a GBA thing. It's its own isolated file, so it's not anywhere. You can't get a GBA emulator for it.
Yeah, I think it's like an executable on a Windows computer or whatever the hell.
Yeah, on a Mac computer. And when I play it, it's super slow and laggy, and I hate Gen 4, so I got bored by it real quick. Anyway, another question I asked them was if, because we always talk about rumors anymore on this fucking podcast, I asked them if they had a chance to make a believable rumor, like, you know, some of the shit we've gotten have been heaven off the wall, but like some of the things, like, you know, like that fucking Rabbids Mario RPG crossover thing, you know, like that was a weird rumor, but apparently that's true.
I was gonna say that one's true.
Yeah, evidently.
As far as we know.
Yeah, but like, what if they can make a rumor, what would it be? And someone else said, let's see, a Switch rumor? I'd make one that has, the Switch battery has an 8-hour battery life, and, fuck, I wish I had an 8-hour battery. I wish I had 8 hours on max power, that'd be fucking nice, but...
Right.
Oh well, so, shoutouts. My 3DS has an hour and a half off the charger anymore, and the battery's going.
Oh, wow.
Well, awesome. Where did you get your community questions
from? Yeah, I was going to say, I asked them on the Facebook Nintendo Holics group. It's like Nintendo Fever co-writer Holly Felmuth invited me to this group a while ago, and it's Nintendo Holics. I'll tweet it out when the podcast goes live, and it's like so shout-outs to Nathan Fulham for his Project M remark, and JJ Bonilla for his. Also, he said that he hopes the rumors for Smash Brothers on the Wii on Switch having more characters is true. Hoping that's true also because I want more characters. Mostly I want Goku and Shrek, but that's just me.
Okay, and we're back. So we've got Justin's mic fixed. We've got my Audacity and all my audio settings working. It's an Nintendo's time. So
Justin's mic is fixed, and Mike's Justin is nowhere to be found.
Why am I laughing at that?
but yeah, we're we're back. We haven't played Nintendoons for a couple of weeks, so that's exciting. I was kind of hoping Lucas would be here so then he can play along, but he'll be always next week and the week afterwards.
Yeah, he'll be here next week when he's turning into me, so. Yeah. By default, he'll win because, you know, he'll be me and I don't lose at Nintendoons.
Except for, you know, there's times that you did.
That one time.
Well, for those of you who may not know, Nintendoons is a game where I have found 10 video game songs, all from Nintendo consoles, and Justin and Mike are going to try and guess them.
Do we have a theme this week?
No theme, just songs of games that I like. So when John was on a couple of weeks ago, I downloaded that app that he suggested, and it's awesome. So I've been just listening to a lot of video game music because of it.
Games
of SNES music?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I've got that too, and I even paid to unlock all the systems and just been downloading soundtracks left and right.
You should see how many freaking ringtones I made since that. It's ridiculous.
Wait, you can export them?
Yes. So it's a little bit... It's not as easy as you would think, because it actually comes out as a .nsf file, which you have to which you then have to convert to an MP3 file, which is not too bad. You just have to find the right programs for it.
Huh. All right. Well, we'll have to learn how to do that. Anyway,
I'll shoot you an email after the show because I had to look up how to do it, and I've got all that stuff bookmarked. So.
Okie dokie.
But anyways, it's Nintendoons time, so I think it's about time to play. All these games this week are
a
theme because all these games are NES titles. So.
Oh boy.
Use that to your advantage, I suppose. So here comes the first one. Good luck.
Not
you a can't, very well-known
you,
title.
You
I'll
can
you
turn that.
That
up a couple of notches if you want to, because it's a little low.
Yeah, I'm picking up like nothing but bass for that right now.
That's some pretty good audio programming, so I'm gonna guess it's a Konami game.
Yeah, I was thinking Konami too, but...
Well, I'll give you the next song from
it. Yeah, that definitely sounds like Konami.
It is... So, as far as I know, this game is the fourth in a series, but we only got one of them here in the United States, so...
Hmm.
Adventures of Lolo?
No. It's not a Konami game, so...
Well, that wasn't a Konami game anyway, so... That was a HAL game.
I'm gonna give you one more. This is my favorite one. I'm gonna give you one more hint, too. It's in the Dragon Slayer series.
Nope, nothing.
What was the name of that fucking guy from... That fat guy from Double Dragon who, like, got his own game or something. I forget what that was.
That I have no idea, but the name of the game that you just heard the songs to is Legacy of the Wizard. Look it up.
Yeah, that was a deep cut there.
It's a super tough game, but I actually really liked it. It's hard though. It's really hard. So, anyways, here comes the next title. Nothing. This game.
Are you trying to kill us?
This game was one of the very first virtual console titles on the Wii. I believe it was actually at the virtual console launch.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I can't even remember the Wii virtual console.
I'll be honest, I didn't play a whole lot of NES games. That was back when I relied on my parents to buy me games, so.
Right. I'll give you one more. I think this is probably the most recognizable tune, maybe. Did you guys get it from any of those blips? Because if you didn't get it from that, then you won't know. It's Solomon's Key.
Okay. I've heard of the game, but... Yeah.
Okay, so those ones were a little bit tougher. These next ones coming up, I think, are easier. So good luck with this one. I think you're going to get it right away, though.
Uh-huh.
This
What's
is a Konami game. Next track.
Oh, that'd be Metal Gear.
Yes, it is.
I'm like, I know this music. I know it.
So we got a point on the board finally.
Hey. Justin
is in the lead.
I feel asleep.
Oh, yes, I feel asleep. I love it.
The truck have okay. started to move.
Oh, boy. Okay, so here is the next title.
I think I was just fucking playing this.
Take it down a notch.
Okay. Better?
I don't know. I can't hear Mike, so.
I'm not saying anything right now. I'm trying to think.
Okay, now, alright. I can hear you fine.
Play the next song, I swear to God. It's yeah. in my head, I swear. I know I have all played right, this game recently.
Yeah, it doesn't help me.
Next song. This is the most recognizable tune from this game for me.
I think it's pretty safe that if we haven't gotten it by the third song, we have no idea what it is.
If it helps, it's a game from HAL Laboratories.
Oh.
It's not that Adventures of Lolo, is it?
Song and then we're killing it.
Is it Mach Rider?
Really?
No, it's not Mach Rider. What am I stupid?
This game is Air Fortress.
Oh, okay.
Never played Air Fortress? It's pretty good.
Nope, never even heard of it.
I swear I've played something with that music in it before, but I don't remember playing the name Air Fortress. Huh.
I always get this game and Blaster Master confused, because it's kind of similar. similar concepts, I think. Like, you can go on foot in this game, or like I believe that there's like shooting sections, like space shooting sections. It's pretty fun. Okay, here's the next game. This is definitely, I think, a deep cut, so good luck. I may be the only person that's ever played this.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, man.
Next song.
Doesn't even sound vaguely familiar to me.
Does this one sound any familiar? Kind of sounds the same to me, actually.
I would say it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. Here's the next one.
Sounds like if it's a Konami... You said it's a Konami game? Gotta be an early Konami game, because their audio programming was much improved.
I'm gonna say something random. I'm gonna say Bucky O'Hare. I remember that game from being from Konami.
Nope, it was not Bucky O'Hare. This game that you're listening to is called Twin B.
Oh, yo, that was that one 3DS game that had like a 3D remake. I didn't fucking play. Yeah. It looked like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure enough.
I've heard of it only because of that remake.
Oh, I know I shouldn't play it, because now I would have got that right. I didn't play it.
All right.
It looks
here's
so
the
bad,
next
though.
One. I may also be the only person who's played this.
I'm just gonna go take a nap for the rest of this game, cause.
Dude, you're like. You're making me look bad, bro.
Well, there's one more track here. This is a tough one. Think Mad Magazine.
Spy versus Spy?
Ah, it is Spy versus Spy.
Oh, wow. The probably only game based on a Mad Magazine property.
Oh, gee, if I heard you say Mad Magazine, I would have got that. I couldn't hear your voice over the audio for a second there.
Well,
you know what? I don't even consider that guess much of a victory, so.
It is 2-0. There's no more fucking questions almost. Shit.
Well, I've got 12 loaded up, so I'm just going to play them all because, yeah. But this one is a tough one, I think.
We kind of need all 12 at this point. Shit.
I actually played this game more in the arcade, but it had lots of versions, so let's see if we can get this
one.
Is
it Gauntlet?
No.
Fuck. Oh my god, I know that beat.
Yes.
Where the fuck is it from?
And I know that melody.
The game draws inspiration from James Bond, if that helps.
No, you fucked me in the head even more, because I'm trying to think of reason
why. Not Rolling Thunder, is it?
No. Okay. Next track. Oh, I guess it's going to be all... just sound tunes, yeah, because there's only the one track. So yeah, these are all the sound effects.
Start that track over again. Start the actual music over again. I want to hear that beginning.
Get it. It's a vehicle game.
Yeah, I know. I can hear
it's
the vehicle.
Spy Hunter, is it?
It is Spy Hunter.
Okay. I didn't know that was based on James Bond.
Yeah, I was not drawing that connection.
And I don't remember Spy Hunter having music.
Well, yeah, this is the only track, apparently. Okay.
I probably should concede defeat, but I'm not going to, because I think I'm going to get something in this. I got to get one right, goddammit.
I don't know if you do. I've guessed it two of the ones that I got right.
Okay, this is another somewhat of a deep cut. I see this cart around everywhere, though, so I don't know exactly how popular it is. I'm going to give you a hint right off the bat, though. It's a game. The publishers were Tecmo and Sammy, so take with that as you will.
I don't know what it is, but if audio could cause a seizure, I think that would be what would do it.
Fucking audio epilepsy, man.
Well, here's the next seizure inducing track.
Digging that one.
Who'd you say the publisher was?
Tecmo and Sammy. It's another vehicular type game.
Oh, so it's not Mighty Bomb Jack then.
Nope.
I have a very small list of like developer from Tecmo in my head right now. Is it Star Force?
Nope.
Fucking crap.
This is a tough one. I don't know a lot of people that have played this.
Yeah, because the rest of them have been just so easy.
This is when you win.
Sounds really cool.
Alright, I'm gonna give this one to y'all. This one is called Silkworm. Have you ever heard of it?
Nope.
I have.
It's really good, actually. It's fun to play two-player because it's one player. So there's two characters, essentially. One person can play as a Jeep or one person can play as a
helicopter. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
It's super awesome. If you guys can get a hold of it, I recommend it because it's a really fun co-op game, actually. Okay, so next game coming in hot. This one is more well-known. Well, I know it, I guess, so there's that. Whoa. Why is it playing all the sound bites? Let's see. Let's go to the bottom here. There we go.
Is it Kung Fu?
It's not.
Oh, it's...
Capcom game.
I fucking know the goddamn beat, but not the fucking name of the game.
Is it a licensed Capcom game?
What's that?
Is it one of the licensed Capcom game, or is it an original?
No, it's an original. It's like a shoot 'em up game, I guess I would say. It's got good music though. Here's the next track. Oh, it's same one.
Sounds like Pokemon.
It kind of does.
Nothing? It was an arcade game. Oh, that helps.
What was it?
It was an arcade game. I'm not sure if that helps.
Hold on, I'm thinking. I remember it. Is it a Section Z?
It is Section Z. Well done.
Whoa.
Oh god.
You
want to
know what's so bizarre? I gave up on guessing this a long time ago, but I was scrolling through all the sounds, you know, the game sounds available on the app. And the moment you said Section Z, I scrolled past Section Z.
Yo, like,
nice.
I'm like, I should have just downloaded it and given it a try.
I remember that being I remember seeing an arcade version of that in a bowling alley I was in. I was like, that might be why it sounded so familiar to me.
Oh, I've never seen the arcade version of it. I'd like to get my hands on that. That'd be really interesting. But yeah, it's a really cool game, actually. You kind of just move forward automatically. It's like a space shooter, but you're like a person on a jetpack. And it had two buttons and a joystick. You push one button to shoot left, one button to shoot right, and then just joystick up and down. And it's pretty cool, actually. I like it a lot.
I'm good at the joystick up and down.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Well,
all are.
Right, guys. I've got 1, 2, 3... more games queued up. This is actually question 10.
Oh, God,
so
this is
technically
torture.
Mike could tie it up, I guess. Let's see what happens here.
That's Rolling Thunder.
It is Rolling Thunder.
And I don't know how I remember that because it's been decades since I played that game, but
I couldn't even breathe. They're like, oh, Rolling Thunder.
I don't know. I have no idea how I remember that, but I'm like, oh my god, I know this. It must be Rolling Thunder. Of course.
Well,
it's elementary.
I've got two more guys if you want me to throw them in.
Yeah, because we totally botched the first two. It's just, let's just
I think it's fair to say I got two of them legitimately and two of them were lucky guesses.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the next one.
Why do I feel like this is Capcom?
That sounds like... Is that Popeye?
No.
No, it's definitely not Popeye.
One of you has already said this game.
Adventures of Lolo?
Adventures of Lolo.
It is Adventures of Lolo.
It is?
Yeah.
It's a good feeling when you say the game, like, 10 games before you actually get to it.
Right, it's like, yay, I know a game.
Like, that was me that one week of fucking, like, Wave Race and Billy Hatcher and shit. I'm like, play one right? of those, and he fucking already had it queued up.
Okay, I saved this one for last, because I'm not 100% if we've already done it or not, but let's see.
Hang on, I'm dying over here.
Adventure Island.
Yes, sir, Adventure Island.
All right. Mike's on the board at the very end.
No, this is the second point. Mike got section Z.
Yeah, that's my second one, motherfucker. Well, back off.
What was the first one?
I got section Z.
Section Z?
Oh, section Z, that's right.
So by my tally, we have Justin as our winner with a total of... Did you get three or four, Justin? I think you got Metal Gear, you got Rolling Thunder...
I got Metal Gear and Rolling Thunder on my own, and then I got two more of them.
Spy versus Spy.
Yeah, I got those two, Spy Hunter and Spy versus Spy, by the clues. So.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, that was fun. If you guys at home,
yeah, that was
would like to submit some games for us, that'd be great. Send them in to tips@infendo.com or maybe Mike@infendo.com or Justin@infendo.com if you want me to play.
And I'm already making a list of ones that I want to do, so hopefully I can get that set up on mine next week and I can see if you guys know my obscure games.
This is karma for me from the last one we played, and I fucking like stumped all you guys in my stupid ass games. So.
Oh yeah, I took it deep, man. I went there.
You took it deep, huh?
It was the first time for everything.
Who says it was his first time?
Getting it deep? Probably not.
Well, let's take a little break here. I need a
yes before we offend everybody listening to us.
Yeah, and we'll be right back. And we're back. We did it. We made it back from the break. But yeah, so we're ready to talk about some games we've been playing this week. We're on to the Infendo Change the System section. And yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I finally got some game time over the weekend. So I'm kind of excited to talk about some of the games I've been playing. What have you guys been playing this week?
Go ahead.
I've actually been doing a little bit of playing too. Well, yeah, you start up and I'll try to remember what I played.
Okay. Well, like I said earlier, kind of, I finally got my computer up and running. It's been a long, arduous process, but I built a gaming PC, and the next step is getting an Oculus Rift, so that's going to be exciting once I get the money for that. But prior to that, I bought a game on Steam that I've been dying to play. I don't know why I haven't bought it before, but it was on sale, and I bought The Witness. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the developer of The Witness. Or if you guys have ever played The Witness before. Have you guys played it?
I've never even heard of it.
No.
Oh, you've never heard of The Witness. Okay, so Witness is really cool. It's a puzzle game, and it's like thousands
it's about this Amish woman who
it's got like a million bajillion freaking puzzles. It's by Jonathan Blow, the guy that did Braid. I don't know if you guys know who Jonathan
Blow
is.
I do know Braid, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Braid was an excellent game.
Yeah, so this Indeed. Is actually his second game, and he's been working on it since Braid was released. This game was announced in 2009, so he's been working on it forever. And had I played it last year, it would probably be on my game of the year list because it's so freaking addicting. So the premise is you kind of just wake up and then you're on this island and you walk around on this island. There's no prompts, nobody on the island. The game doesn't tell you what to do. All it does is pull you forward, and then once you get to the first door, there's this line puzzle. So you click on the little thing, or if you're on a controller, you like push the button, and then you have to draw a line basically from dot to dot. So as the game progresses, there's a lot of different other line puzzles. So there's line puzzles that include colors. There's line puzzles that include like the actual game environment. And man, I sunk. I'm probably already about 30 hours into the game, and I just downloaded it, I think, on Saturday. It's incredible, man. I highly recommend it if you're into puzzle games or anything like that at all. Maybe you'd watch a YouTube video of it first to kind of see what you're in for, but don't watch a YouTube video of the ending because I'm getting to like some really crazy stuff in this game, and it would be a shame to have it spoiled for you. So yeah, The Witness, it's super awesome.
It would be a shame if somebody spoiled it.
Snape killed Dumbledore.
Yeah. But yeah, other than,
but he wanted him to,
right? But other than The Witness, I've been playing Dark Souls 3. Kind of, I don't really want to talk about that. I'm ashamed of myself for playing this game as much as I am. I have spreadsheets printed out trying to get all the goddamn achievements. It's embarrassing, but
yeah.
You had a bad moment the other day killing one of the NPCs, apparently. So
yeah, but but luckily for me, at the last boss again, I did all the covenants that I needed to this go around. I can beat the last boss, go to New Game Plus, and hopefully just put like 5 hours into the game and be done with it. Get the last achievement I need. So, hey, and then I can play Monster Hunter with y'all.
Hey!
But yeah, I played that.
When you say with y'all, you don't mean.
Yeah, I was gonna say when you say with y'all, you don't mean me and Justin. You mean me and Lucas.
Right.
Getting Justin to play Monster Hunter would be like getting Trump to be something, to be nice.
Oh boy.
Well, it is on sale right now, but I still don't have enough for it. So.
The Witness.
No, Monster Hunter.
Oh, Monster Hunter. Oh, yeah. I don't know, but other than
I don't care about your Harrison Ford drama game.
But other than those couple of games, haven't really been playing much. I still pop into Overwatch to get my loot box every day, and that's about it. So what about you? Oh no, I caught a Dratini today in Pokemon Go. I was fucking pumped. So
the whole conjecture of your voice is changing. I got a Dratini. That shit was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I caught. What did I catch this week? I don't remember what I caught, but I did see a Bulbasaur that ran away from me. I was pissed.
Oh, that sucks. But all right. Well, what else?
And I hatched a Doduo.
Right. Have you guys been playing anything else besides your Pokemon, Justin, and your Monster Hunter, Mike?
Yes, I have actually. If Justin hasn't figured his out yet, I'll go.
No, go ahead.
I did play Pokemon Go. I've been like low key playing it every day for a little bit, so I can get my daily awards and shit. I'm choking on a fucking cookie. God damn it!
You're always eating cookies during the change of the system section.
I am. This is how I die.
Lucky. I'm hungry.
Chocolate chip death. Death by chocolate. Great cake. Anyway, I was playing Pokemon Go low key like all week long because I was trying to get those daily challenges and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I don't really care for the like experience points or anything anymore, and I'm not evolving or training any Pokemon, so I don't need extra candy or startup. But I mean, I have been trying to get all the incubators and stuff throughout the holiday event, which has ended finally the last couple of days. But I've noticed the Pokemon, like the starters, are still spawning a lot more often, so I'm hoping to keep that around for a bit.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And I've been playing because I was like in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, I'm walking more. I'm doing a bit more walks these next couple of weeks for holidays and stuff. Maybe, you know, I'll get a baby Pokemon in one of these eggs that I'm hatching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me tell you about that. I got one baby Pokemon. I hatched 18 eggs.
No
I didn't get a single,
way.
I didn't get a single fucking thing except for one Cleffa. I got 3 Squirtles. 2 Magikarps, which got me 5 candy apiece, didn't give me a goddamn thing. I got a Mankey, 2
wait
Eevees.
Wait a second. Isn't Cleffa generation 2?
Yeah, that's part of the baby Pokemon that you can get now.
Okay. I don't remember that one being on the list. That's why I was a little surprised.
Yeah, all the baby Pokemon. Oh my god. All the baby Pokemon except for Tyrogue are from Gen 2 are hatchable now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Cool. So I caught I hatched a Cleffa, two or three, three Squirtles, two Magikarps, got five candy apiece off of them, pissed
me
off.
Dude, that is wrong. Like, you should at least get, like, 30 per Magikarp patch. That's...
Right? Ugh. Got a, I got a Meowth, two Eevees.
Jeez.
A couple Nidorans, a Mankey, a Venonat, an Oddish, an Execute. I was like, none of this shit is what I'm like, this is not what I want. I fucking got rid of all of those, except for the Cleffa, obviously, and the Execute, I need more candy. And I've been trying to, like, gradually evolve my Pikachu to a Raichu, because I'm like, whatever, you know.
The Santa Pikachu? I want that.
Yeah, because, you know, I had two of them. I'm like, you know what, I'll evolve one, and then, you know, throw the other one out, because I hate my life.
Yeah, but basically, I'm right there with you, man. I have only gotten Igglybuff, and I haven't hatched near as many eggs as you have, but they said,
oh, you know, during this event, all the eggs you get will have a better chance for a baby Pokemon. And I got one 2K egg, so I know for a fact I was going to get, like, a Cleffa or an Igglybuff. But yeah. I'm like, okay, you know, there's Togepi, there's Pichu, there's, some other shit. So maybe I'll get something. No, I didn't get a damn thing. And yesterday I was like, okay, I have three eggs left. I'm 0.5 from a kilometer from hatching all of them. I'll do one walk today real quick with the client, see what I get. And I even told Lucas, I'm like, hey, man, I'm playing Pokemon Go. I know I'm breaking my, you know, I'm supposed to be clean. I'm not clean anymore. I'm playing the fucking game again. And, you know, but I'm trying to hatch these last couple eggs. And if I don't get a baby Pokemon, I'm throwing the game out. I hatched... And that was when I got my Venonat, my Nidoran, and my last Pokemon was a Meowth, and I'm like...
That's it.
I text him a photo of the Meowth, and I'm just like, fuck! but today I had three more eggs that are like 0.5 away, and I had them, and I got ass, and a bit more ass, and I threw them all out, and I'm like, you know what? I have no more eggs, I'm out of incubators, I'm done.
That's it. Until the next event.
I'm done until tomorrow when I get another starter Pokemon. I need those fucking candies. But aside from Pokemon Go, I've been playing Pokemon Shuffle, obviously, and I'm trying to. I'm at stage 400 and I cannot beat it, which is Mega Scizor. So I'm starting to go back and trying to catch all the Pokemon that I miss. I've caught out of the 383 Pokemon in the main series that I've played so far. Because some of them are Mega and you can't catch the Megas. I've caught like 250 of them, so I'm starting to get through those and get all of them done. And, you know, it's taking time up, but it's something to do.
Yeah.
And then I busted out my 64 yesterday because my buddy came home from college for a couple days and he wanted to play some games. So we played Indy Racing 2000, again, a racing game. Him and I are both like racing buddies, so
Jesus
we like played some
Christ,
of that.
I thought I was the only person that had that game.
Oh my god, that game is fucking good, though.
It is
I like it.
Good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Like, Indy Racing 2000, we played some Beetle Adventure Racing until it fucking wouldn't work anymore, because, like...
I need to get that game.
I don't have a expansion pack, so I can't save data, so I'm always starting new every time, so I have no cards unlocked. I'm like, fine, I'll pull out my Game Shark. I have a fucking Game Shark, too. Pull out the Game Shark.
Because, you know, you have to if you have an N64.
Yeah.
It's a necessity.
It is. I was like, you know, I'll hatch, you know, I'll put in some codes and stuff, but I put it into fucking Game Shark and the damn thing wouldn't load anymore. I'm like, well, there goes that. I guess you're not playing Beetle Adventure Racing anymore.
I didn't even realize that Adventure Racing required an expansion pack.
Yeah, it did.
Wait. Like the RAM expansion pack, or are we talking about the controller pack that saves your games?
Controller pack, there you go. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get too confused because I never had another one of them growing up. I only ever had a Rumble Pack. So.
Got that Star
but,
Rumble Pack.
Played some of that, and I played some Pokemon Puzzle League. Mopped the floor with him on that because I'm too good at puzzles. Played some NASCAR. Played some Wave Race. He's never played like any of the games I've played with him. Like except for the NASCAR one, he's never played anything. Like no Pokemon, no Wave Race. So I was like teaching him how to do everything, and I was just like trying to not win. I'm sitting on lap 3 by the fucking start finish line on Wavery, so my jet turned the other way, and I'm like, and like I'd get in front of him, he'd bump me over the line, and I'd win.
It's
like,
hilarious,
I'm not letting
like
you
the,
win.
The muscle memory you have on those old games, like you just go back and it's like riding a bike.
Oh my god, like I haven't played Puzzle League in years. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be so bad. Like first two rounds I was bad, and all of a sudden my brain kicked in, and I'm teaching him how to play. And I'm watching his screen. I'm getting like two, like three, four, five chain combos. I'm like, shit. You don't have a chance. I'm sorry. I can't even. I'm not even trying to be this way. I just am. But that I'm playing some of that, and I'm playing Monster Hunter right now. Actually, I'm gonna be totally honest with you. Lucas and I have been hunting the entire podcast,
which is a change from every other week.
Shocker.
Now.
It's not a change. But also I downloaded when the game came out, I downloaded Shantae Half Genie Hero for my Wii U, but I haven't played it yet. I haven't had time to plug my Wii U back in. But I'll get around to it.
That game's supposed to be really good. I'm looking forward to hearing your take on it, because I'm thinking about getting it myself.
Oh, I'm a big Shantae fan, so I'll play it eventually. Oh, and I played Smash 64 yesterday. I was playing it. I was waiting for my buddy to come over, and I was doing a very hard run. And I would have got through it without dying at all, but every time my friend texted me, I had to pause the game and look at it. And whenever I don't pause the game, I get smacked the shit out of me. Because I play as Ness, and like when you unpause the game, Ness has a really, really slow buffer period. So like, yeah. I'm unpause the game, all of a sudden, like, Giant Donkey Kong is like slapped the shit out of me, and I'm like, well, there goes my perfect game.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it for me, though. Awesome. Finally.
What about you, Justin?
Thank you!
Sorry. Your list? Gesundheit.
Yeah. Whoa, that made my audio look interesting. Anyway.
Well done.
Yeah, I've actually been playing. I mean, I haven't gotten in depth into anything, but I played some Banjo-Kazooie and tried to do the Gruntilda's Furnace Fun thing and died.
Yeah.
Enough times that I gave up. So
that music, if you haven't listened to the show, is the theme music that runs in the background for Nintendoons. Just so you know.
Okay, I haven't listened to the show, and you have background music playing while you have music playing.
Well, like for the intro, it's like the bumper music.
Okay.
I actually do know of like a speedrunning like a glitch that'll like get you past the furnace fun house. I'll also like show it to when the podcast is over. If you want to get past it by cheating a little bit, I can show you a way to.
Probably wouldn't work on the XBLA version though. I'm sure they probably patched that out.
I saw you playing that last night. Actually, I was wondering how far you were. I was gonna message you.
Yeah, I kept getting. One time I made it really far and then died. The timed challenges are the worst because those are the worst in the regular game to begin with, and then to just, you know, have to do them without any idea of what you're going to do next.
Right.
So yeah, I'll go back to that eventually, but I've also actually went back to Kid Icarus, the 3D Classics version on the 3DS. It's one of those games where, yeah, one of those games where every couple of years or so, I have to go back and try again. And I finally figured the game out, because me, you know, I'm always, you know, Leroy Jenkins, you know, charging up the level and just getting bombarded by enemies and dying about halfway up.
But, well, at least you got chicken there, Leroy.
but yeah, this time I started taking my time and, you know, jumping up a little bit, killing all the enemies, I think I'm on stage 3 or 4. Whatever one has the jungle background. Because in the 3D Classics one, you know, they gave every level a different background to kind of give it some more depth.
I'll be honest with you, I always give up on Kid Icarus before the first level. It's tough.
Yeah, it is a tough game, and I don't know if I'll ever finish it. I want to I also have the sequel, the Game Boy sequel on my 3DS that I've never played. So, but since I never played it, I won't bother talking about it. Played a little bit of Super Mario World on the 3DS, trying to, you know, unlock some more levels and exits that I didn't find during my initial run through. Mm-hmm. What else would I play?
Yabba dabba.
Feel like I feel like I played something on the Wii U, but no, I was gonna play a little bit of Yoshi's Woolly World last night, and then decided to play Banjo Kazooie instead. So maybe that's why I'm confused.
I've go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that I don't know that I've I still have yet to beat Woolly World. I still need to go back to that.
Yeah,
I'll beat it eventually.
Yeah, I think I'm at the end of World 2. These platform, I love Nintendo 2D platformers, but for some reason they turn into a slow burn game for me. Same with Donkey Kong Country. Yeah. I'll turn it on, play 2-3 levels, and then shut it off for a couple of weeks. The other game I played is Super Mario Run. I finally I got myself an iTunes card with some Christmas money and purchased it. So I am on level 2-3 now. Mm-hmm. And I've also been playing more. I've been doing the daily Toad Rally, which, you know, if you downloaded the game and didn't pay for the full version, still check out Toad Rally, because it's easy enough to get the coupons. Yeah. And you play once a day and you get My Nintendo coins. And if you win 3 times in a week, you get more My Nintendo coins. And it's pretty neat. I mean, you go into a level and the level's looped, and you basically just try to get a higher score than the person you're challenging.
Interesting.
So you got to do, a lot of tricks and collect all the coins you can and stomp on all the enemies, try to get a bunch of them in a row. You know, basically, you know, be as flashy and flourishy as possible, and you earn, the better you are, the more toads you earn, and whoever has the most toads at the end wins all of the toads.
Oh, right.
And if you lose, they come out of how many you have. So it's a little bit like the way Mario Kart's system works. If you win, you gain points. If you lose points, and it keeps you kind of on a certain level.
Right. I've been meaning to go back to Mario Run, but I don't know that I'm going to until I buy the full version. And I don't know. Maybe next week I'll have purchased it.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's, once you really get into it, first of all, the main levels are challenging, they're fun. It's so much more than your typical auto runner, because, you know, it's also a Mario game. There are secrets, there are multiple paths. It's because it takes advantage of the, you hold the phone in portrait mode. So it takes advantage of the vertical real estate as opposed to the horizontal. So you can't see much of what's coming up ahead of you, but you can see that there are 2 or 3 branching paths coming up.
Right.
So you have to either know the level ahead of time to know where your secrets are, or take a lucky guess. And so that makes it interesting. Almost kind of reminds me of Sonic the Hedgehog in that respect, where, right, you know, you come to a crossroads and it's like, well, let's see which way this takes me.
Right.
I'm enjoying it. I think it's definitely worth $10 if you're a Mario fan. It plays well enough, and you know, it's a fun little distraction.
Did you guys see the news that Mario Run was downloaded 10 times?
They downloaded. Isn't downloaded 90 million times, and only 3 million have paid for it.
That's still a pretty good number, though.
I thought the number I saw was that like 3% had paid for it, and that amounted to $3 million or something like that. I am not looking at the news right now, so I could be wrong.
What I read was 90 million downloads, $30 million made, which is 3 million people have.
Okay,
paid for it.
That would make more sense then. Okay. Well, that's not too shabby, man.
Well, right. I mean, considering, you know, it's, we knew it was going to be divisive when they announced the price. And maybe it would have been better for them to sell each world piecemeal, 99 cents a piece, and you know, do it that way. But, you know, I mean, you get your money's worth out of it. And even if you don't pay for the full campaign, you know, story mode of the game, Toad Rally is a fun game. You earn bonuses just for playing. One of them is a room that opens up and you have branching paths, and at the end of two of the four possible paths are more Toad Rally coupons.
Right.
You earn coins and stuff like that, so
I think they're doing a bang up job of giving you the ability to still play even if you don't pay the full price. Because there's still stuff to do, like you said. The Toad Rally is, you know, it's there. It's cool. You still have the three levels that you can play that are unlocked. So I don't know. It's
and you can play those. You can play those first levels three times. You know, because you go through the first time. If you collect all five pink coins, then it gives you five purple coins. Yeah. And they play through and find those five purple coins, and I can't remember what the next color is, but there's another five coins for you to collect. Yeah, so, I mean, even if you only play those, you've got a full, basically, nine levels worth of challenges to do without even paying for it. And when you consider the fact that you have that much, you know, in, what, it's 24 different levels, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the numbers now that came out a couple of days ago, and so you guys were right. It was $30 million in gross revenue, which suggests that 3 million players bought the full game of the estimated 90 million people who downloaded it. So
you said 30? Okay, so that's even better than what we were saying then, because we were saying $3 million, but that's 3 million purchases.
No, I was saying 3 million have paid for it.
So that's
the $10 game, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. I mean, it's not, you know, console sale numbers like, you know, you would see even on the Wii U. They've outsold that on some games,
but
considering
then again, how much work did you put into this game, you know?
Exactly. I mean, it's an auto runner. It's on a platform that inherently has a lower barrier to entry financially. I mean, people don't buy $30, $40, $50 games for their iPhones. So, you know, you figure if all those 3 million people paid even $30 for it, you know, that would be a huge success on the Wii U.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that's nothing to scoff at.
Right. Well, cool. Well, unless you guys have anything else that you have been playing or that you guys want to discuss, I think that's about the end of it for Infendo Radio tonight.
Quick fucking digression, because I'm playing Monster Hunter and I'm having a fucking moment here.
You're playing Monster Hunter? Blow me down.
Fucking shut the fuck up. We're doing this. We have this really shitty team right now, and this one guy's a fucking braggart, hardcore, like, oh, I do this all the time with one weapon. Oh, I'm so good. And I got tired of it. I'm like, do you want a fucking cookie? He's like, yeah, I do. He's like, oh, as a matter of fact, I'm having an Oreo right now. Or Ori. I don't know how to spell it. I'm like, it's on the fucking cookie. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, this is fucking great. You find wonderful people.
And you got the one burnout.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking. Great. I'm like, Lucas, I'm eating a cookie right now. It says O-R-E-O on it. What does it mean? He's like, run, enemy ostrich. Oh, man. Fucking. People suck.
Tell him to listen to Infendo Radio.
Oh, he knows. He knows we're still recording. He can't believe it.
No, I'm talking about the Oreo guy.
Oh. I'll make sure he listens to it. He gets a nice shout out here. His name is Achilles. Fuck you.
That's hilarious. Okay, well, that's going to be it for the week, guys. Kind of a short show this week, although we're almost closing in on the two-hour mark, so, you know, still pretty beefy. But, yeah, that's about it, guys. What do you guys want to tell us about what you're going to be doing on the internet this week? Actually, Mike, you're not even going to be on the internet this week. You're going to be on both. Oh.
So you can find me on Twitter at...
No, I'm not done talking about the random things I see on my phone.
Yeah, remember last week how fucking Eugene cut me off? Talking about Smash? Yeah, that's happening right now for you guys. You can find me on Twitter at @MikeThePoet_between all the words. Find me on Miiverse and Miitomo, not Miitomo, 3DS and Wii U, Nintendo ID at MikeIsAPoetThird, all letters, all spelled out. You can find me on Miitomo if you add me on Twitter. Listen to me on Nintendo Fever Podcast. I will be doing a Pokemon Sun and Moon podcast that'll come out this weekend. It'll be our follow-up podcast for one we did in November. So if you haven't listened to any of my stuff on Nintendo Fever or read any of my shit, go over there, listen to all my stuff, read my final, or, yeah, read my final podcast, and listen to my articles. And then I'll be here forever, and then I'll be on a boat for next week. So don't, if you talk to me, I won't get back to you. So it's be prime time for all you to talk shit and tell me how bad I am at the podcast. I won't know about it until I get back.
And
we do that anyway.
And early happy birthday to you. What day is your actual birthday, Mike?
The 11th on Wednesday. And coincidentally, we'll be at the private Disney Island, the Castaway Key in the Caribbean. And we also have it. We paid for an excursion to go down to there's one island. I forget. It starts with a B. I forget. Not Del Mar. I forget what it's called. Whatever. Justin, you're the Disney man.
I don't know. It's funny because my girlfriend and I were just talking about doing a Disney cruise.
I think it's like the Balmera Island or something like that.
I don't know. But we were looking at different options in case we wanted to do that instead of Disney World next time, and I don't remember her mentioning it, so...
Well, have a happy birthday, Mike, and we'll...
Thank you very much. And then on the 12th we get a Switch presentation, so hopefully that'll go well. Hopefully I can fucking watch it. Like, I'm gonna be so mad if I can't watch it.
There's gotta be a way. Like, Captain's cabin's gotta have Wi-Fi.
I'll just be sending you spoilers the whole time.
I won't have signal on my phones. So I won't be able to hear them.
Yeah.
Oh, as soon as you do have signal, you will get it all.
I've heard that one before.
Justin, where can we find you on the internet?
I am at Infendo Justin. Nintendo. I'm like, what's the next one on the list?
Here's the claw _between all the words. You can find him on Miitomo as well. You can find him on something else as Master Claw.
Okay. Yes. My Nintendo Network ID, Fear the Claw, with underscores underneath there. Yeah. Damn it, you screwed me all up. Fear the Claw with underscores and Master Claw and Miitomo.
Get it. And you can find me and everything that I do on www.infendo.com. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at Infendo. Go ahead and add me at Infendo Eugene. And if you want to play some Smash with me and hopefully take it easy on me, add Eugene, because that's my Nintendo ID. So yeah, guys.
Before I go on the boat, we have to have a Smash night.
Yes. Oh,
hopefully.
Yes. I am so down. Anytime you guys are ready, maybe tomorrow night we can do it. Maybe we'll put a shout out on Twitter whenever we do a Smash night. Maybe we could get some community members. But yeah, that's it, guys.
For real.
For me, for Justin, for Mike, this has been Infendo Radio, and we'll see you guys next week.
Who gave you permission to speak for me? Thank you.